What went wrong with the 911 system in Northern Virginia after Friday's violent storm? Verizon says its main system and its backups failed and was out for much of the weekend. Joining us live is Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are calling for an investigation. You did that earlier this week. What have you heard in the past couple days about what happened?
Well, I've heard the same that you just described. The their main system, Verizon's main system, went down. They do have some redundancy or backup, but apparently that was also affected. I guess where we go from now is what exactly did happen, and number two, how do we make sure that there is sufficient redundancy, sufficient backup, so that we're not going to be put in this position again?
Wasn't all this studied right after 9/11 to make sure it could never happen like that?
I can't say specifically what was done with Verizon after 9/11, but I will say that this is the first time we've ever experienced the kind of complete catastrophic failure of the 911 Verizon system in Northern Virginia. This has not happened before.
I mean, even people who don't live in Fairfax County, I think it was sort of a wow moment for them when they heard about this story. Have you heard from constituents about who needed emergency response, what they did?
We've heard a little bit, and for instance, I think there was someone who had a cardiac event and managed to get to the hospital, did survive. I know of another person who had a broken limb, tried to call 911, could not get through. People were being advised to try to flag down fire and rescue or police, public safety, or try to get to the closest public safety facility. And that's just crazy. That's, you know, this is a very time when you're having an emergency that you want the police, fire and rescue, emergency folks to come to you.
How has Verizon been with your early attempts to get some answers?
In the beginning, we did not get a very good response. We have a public safety center. Dominion was there with us from the beginning, a partner at the table. But Verizon was not, and that's an issue, and that's something that needs to be addressed. Number one, what happened? What happened with communication? Why didn't we have Verizon sitting down with us and helping us to sort through what should be done? And then lastly, what I'm going to bring up at the Council of Governments and our board meeting next week is what can they do to make sure that there's sufficient backup. Obviously, they had backup, but it wasn't sufficient to keep the service going.
Sharon Bulova is chair of the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you on this down the road. Thank you.
Thank you.